Thank you for choosing Archtop Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, do you service Germantown and Claremont?
I can definitely double check that for you and see when we're going to be available in those areas, if you'd like me to.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Give me 1 second.
So I take it I'm not talking to anyone in Kingston.
Say that again.
You're not in Kingston, New York. It says the address is Kingston, New York, but you're somewhere else, right? Where am I reaching? Where are you?
We are actually all in the Hudson Valley area, so you don't have to worry about that. We are agents of Archtop Fiber. We're just work from home, so we're not in. We don't work at the actual office, but Archtop Fiber itself is at 300 Enterprise Drive in Kingston. We do work for them. So,
okay, great.
So our number comes up really weird. I know it's crazy, but we're all here in New York, so you don't have to worry about that. All right. What is your service address?
It's 122 Old Road, Germantown, New York.
What's the zip code?
12526.
You said Old Town Road?
Old Road, just plain old 122 Old Road.
122 Old Road. Right now, it doesn't look like we have service available there just yet, but I know we are still expanding. I know we do have a base of operations in Germantown, so we should be there soon. It's just right now, most of our construction is focused on the western side of the Hudson, not the eastern side. We do have a little bit of work over in Rhinebeck, but we are still expanding at this time. And it's not showing any other information about it being available just yet, but we should have more information further on down the road. It's just right now we don't have anything because our construction team hasn't even started working out towards that way.
I see. Yeah, because we're between Rhinebeck and Hudson. Where it says Germantown, but we're actually in Claremont.
Okay. Let me see if I can.
Claremont, C-L-E-R-M-O-N-T. I'm sorry, what's your name?
My name's Phil.
Phil. Okay.
You said C-L-E-M-O-N-T?
C-L-E-R-M-O-N-T, Claremont. Is there an E? Yeah.
I have a Claremont. I do not have a Claremont showing up in my connection. It might be the address itself pulls up as Germantown. And I see 122
yeah.
Old Road does pull up as a Germantown address. So, yeah, right now we do not have an in-service date window for you just yet, just so we even for us to be aware of. So I'm sorry for that inconvenience of that. What I can do is we can sign you up for notifications so that way you can be –
sure.
Be notified when
let's
that happens. All right, give me a second.
Let me just ask you another question. You say you have an installation in Germantown. What do you mean when you said that?
So most of our technicians, well, some of them at least, run out of the GTEL building. GTEL is owned by Archtop Fiber. So
okay, so there's no need to go further because Germantown Telephone is my current provider.
So yeah, you're technically already a Archtop Fiber customer. You're just not in an area where we have set up our fiber internet service just yet.
Okay, so I was looking for a competitor to Germantown Telephone. So that's not you. You are Germantown Telephone.
We are Germantown Telephone or GTEL is us. Yes.
Okay. because Germantown Telephone is very expensive, so I was wondering
how expensive is your current bill, may I ask?
It's about $300 a month.
Ooh. Okay, yeah, that
yes.
That does not sound like something that should be happening. Yeah, because GTEL is owned and operated by Archtop Fiber. I know that we are looking to get service out there sooner rather than later because we do have a base of operations out there. So that's very interesting that your bill is that expensive when most of Archtop Fiber services aren't more than for like a 1 gigabit internet connection is $69.99 a month for everything, and then home phone service is $24.99 on top of that. So both of those together is less than $100 a month. So.
Right. So, what would you advise me to do? I'm trying to
I would
find
call,
another.
I would, I know this is the number for Archtop Fiber that you're calling. If you'd like to, you can
Yes.
still reach GTEL at the phone number you've previously gotten. That
Yeah.
way you're not reaching us directly. You can give them a call and discuss what's going on and let them know that you are, it's like you've spoken to someone. Real quick, one more time, what is the zip code one more time?
12526.
Alrighty, so that is interesting. I will actually have to get this information off to someone who can process this because it's not pulling up in our system. So you said you're at 122 Old Road in town, 12526. Can I get your name real quick, sir?
Yes, it's Ralph is first name and Arlick is the last name.
Can you spell that?
ARLYCK.
All right, and you are interested in our service because you are current German telephone,
Detail.
yeah, GTEL customer.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll be sure I get this information out, and someone from our GTEL office may actually reach out to you to discuss something as well. The phone number you're calling me from, that 845-309-2030, is that a good phone number for you?
It's a cell phone, yeah. I can also give you the landline.
And what is your landline number?
518 537 2012.
All right, I'll be sure to get this information off to the right department just so that they can reach out to you and see what's going on. Because this is
Well,
does sound.
they can charge whatever they want because basically they have no competition. So I thought I called the Archtop Fiber because I thought maybe that was a competition. But what are they going to say? They're going to say, "Sorry, that's what it costs."
I understand that, yeah. But at the same time, this is information I do need to pass along because your information isn't even pulling up in one of our back-end systems, so I do need to be able to communicate this with the right department so that way we can get that information added in correctly.
Okay. And Phil, where are you located? Where am I calling to? Where are you located?
Oh, I'm in Kingston.
Kingston. Okay.
So I'm like right
All
across the
right.
river from you.
Right. Good. Okay. And what's your last name?
My name's Avery. Avery.
Averey. Okay. Well, thanks, Phil. Yeah. Check it out. See if there's any anything. But it sounds like it's, if you're GTEL, it sounds like that's what it is. There's
Again,
no.
I'll get this information passed along, and this information might also be forwarded over to a customer service representative directly from GTEL to see if they can't figure out what's going on and see if there's any kind of modifications they can make to your service as well. So I'll be sure to get that information sent over, and hopefully someone reaches out to you here very soon, Ralph.
Thank you, Phil.
You're
Appreciate it.
quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope. Thanks a lot.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, and hopefully our little subsidiary of GTEL gives you a call here soon.
Great. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Have a good day.